Amon Green, it's nice to have him back. We really felt that Amon would upgrade our, you know, our running back group. We had an unfortunate injury to Deshaun Wynn. We lost him for the season to knee surgery today. He will be placed on IR. But, you know, also a lot like Mark Tauscher, the ability to keep improving your 53-man roster. You know, both veterans have a lot of experience here, and, you know, we feel comfortable when the time is right and when needed, ever how it shakes out, that they'll be productive players for us. I think Tom will answer that question. You know, really, I like to see him tomorrow in pads. You know, I thought he looked good today. I know the personnel staff, Hager, Bennett, everybody involved with his workout on Tuesday felt that, you know, he looked good. But, you know, there's always the question of football shape. That's something you have to take the time and to see where the player is. So we'll have a full padded practice tomorrow. We'll probably have a lot better indication. I'm sorry? I did not, personally. I could not. I mean, we were in shells today and helmets. He still has, you know, excellent inline quickness. You know, he really has the ability to drop his pads and run with forward lean and the things you always liked about his running style. And he showed a little burst out there today. You know, once again, I'd like to see more of him. Well, it's really something that he's had, for some time as far as, you know, a certain condition. But then it flared up on him. Was at training camp? It flared up in training camp, and then it settled down. And he was able to play, and I thought he was off. I thought he was out of the woods personally. I just feel terrible for Deshaun. I think he's the path he's taken, the things he's accomplished so far. I really thought he was going to be a big factor for us this year. So he had another setback last week after the Monday practice coming off the bye. So, and Pat McKenzie did the surgery this morning at 9 a.m. I haven't talked to Pat personally. You know, I don't know if this would have been an 8-week, 10-week. I mean, that's something that I'm not aware of. But we had a plan, obviously, before he went into surgery. And once Pat was able to give us the information, then we made the decision to go with Amon Green. So, yes, definitely talked about Craig Lumpton. Very, very, very pleased with him as a player. We're trying to build strength in numbers. So we just felt this particular move at this time gives us a stronger 53-man roster and a stronger running back group. Well, definitely. The league is definitely on top of it. There's a number of memos and communication from the league off, starting as far back as last year. So there's a plan in place for roster, adjustments if needed. If a team is put in that type of situation, I mean, we're obviously aware of all those adjustments if needed. We have a plan here as an organization. With all of our employees and particularly in the football operations. So, I mean, these are the type of things you plan for in the off season. And, we've had a few guys that have been ill. We put them into the process, and Pepper and the doctors are on top of it. Correct. Well, you're in the locker room, and that area, we have all the hand sanitizers, all the soap that's they use in hospitals. I mean, we're taking all the precautions that we can. So, I think Pepper Burris and his staff do an excellent job of communicating all the way back in spring. I usually used to used to the old days that your training staff just talked to the team in training camp. We start our spring workouts that way. They have a presentation, so it's something that we try to continue to educate and offer everybody here to try to avoid as best we can. Yeah, he hurt it in the game, but I think he's going to be fine. He practiced today. It's just sore. That's tough. I've been through it a couple times. It's definitely something that you have to manage, especially in the locker room. It's like a lot of things. Anytime there's change, there's opinions, and you have to manage it and communicate and move forward. But I've been through it a few times. Well, you just go by his performance. I definitely think a full week of practice will help him. It will help him as we go through the week. But TJ has really shown a lot of toughness. He's been productive in his times in there. It's kind of the same conversation. I feel like Groundhog's Day up here. Every time I talk about a young lineman that goes in and starts at one position, goes to another. So we're just kind of working through that. But hey, we'll line up and play with him. I like his toughness. He competes. The other players that noticed that right away. So we'll get him ready to play. The medical staff and Chad talked to Chad. He feels he's a lot further ahead than he was last time that he injured it. So we'll see. We'll see how he is in the morning and maybe shoot for Friday. I think Nick Barnett has just continued to increase with every game. I thought it was smart, even in hindsight, to limit him to the 35, 40 reps early in the season. Just visiting with Nick today, he feels good. He feels a lot more comfortable than he was in training camp going into the weeks 1 and 2. So I think he's definitely getting to that spot where he's flying around. He's not thinking about things. Well, we have a lot of respect for their special teams. This will be clearly one of our toughest challenges of the year going through. The statistics in the film study this morning. He's a dynamic player, but arguably one of their best players on their whole football team. So anytime he touches the ball, I like the way he gets north and south right now. He's aggressive. He's just a good football player. He's dynamic, and you can see when they put him in the Wildcat in their offense. I think he had 21 snaps of it in the Pittsburgh game and was productive. So he's definitely a big part of their success. Just statistically, with their two kickoff returns already for touchdowns and where they're ranked at in the league. So he'll be a huge challenge for us this week. Well, really, the starting point of bringing both Mark and Amon back was they're good football players, and that's – that's something we like to think we never lose sight of. We're very fortunate that they've also have history here. So you feel good about that. I know Ted does. I know I do. Bringing those guys back and having back on your football team. So, but it's really about performance and getting as many good players as you can. Just at this point, we're just trying to get them both, healthy and get them in football shape. Well, we have a lot of history with Amon, so we really didn't go off of what happened in Texas with the Texans. I know our personnel department, did they stay in tune with all the players in our particular the particular teams, the particular area that each scout has. So they have a, a grade and a definite opinion on where the, each individual player is. No different with Amon Green. It was probably more just to see where he was health-wise, and we felt, you know, obviously he'd be a good fit. You know, he has history here. He understands the offense, so you know, the learning curve is minimal. Just it is really to see where he's at physically. I'd like to think this is we're going to get Brandon going this week. You know, he'll, you know, he had a little bit of action last week. You know, potentially kickoff return, and that's something we'll work through this week. You know, we have Quinn Johnson down with an injury, so that that may I may have to back off just from a you know, a risk standpoint of having Brandon back there on kickoff. So, but you know, he'll definitely be a bigger part of the offense this week. Well, you can go through the list just like I have. I mean, it's getting to that point that they're all the available candidates are playing, you know, offense or defense. So, I mean, pick your poison if you want to take the negative outlook. I look at it as a positive when he gets the ball in his hands. You know, he's an exciting returner. So, we're at that point right now. Everybody has injuries, and that's where we are. Yes, he is. Yes, he's definitely an option. I wouldn't say we're surprised because, I mean, you could always see the ability from day one. I mean, that's obviously part of the reason why he was drafted where he was drafted. So, it was just he needs to play. I mean, just like all of our younger players do. You can't buy real game time reps. So, and you could just see every opportunity that he had in the past, it was building, you know, and his productivity was building. You know, I just can't say enough about the way Clay and our defense played this past week. You know, I don't think I've ever sat through a grading session where every member of your defense had a winning performance. So that's what the result is, the way they performed on Sunday, and it's nice to see that building, and now we got to maintain it. I don't look at it that way. I mean, if I was AJ Hawk, I'd be disappointed I wasn't playing either. But that's what you want in your players. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, we played. You know, we haven't played much base the last 2 weeks. The game, the way the offense plays, has a lot to do with that. So, you know, it's our responsibility to try to get AJ involved in other areas. But you know, you go through a process where you're trying to acquire good football players, and then if you get more than 11, then you got another set of problems. I mean, I don't look at it that way at all. We're trying to get as many good football players as we can, and we're trying to utilize them as much as we can. That's part of the reason why we've gone to the 3-4 defense, that the personnel availability with the linebackers on special teams, and also the different personnel groups of defense. You know, throughout the whole, you know, the whole group of linebackers. So. Yeah, he hasn't played a whole lot the last 2 weeks, but I don't really think anything's going on. I think AJ is a solid professional, just the way he goes about it. I don't mean solid, consistent, the way he shows up every day. I mean, he's fun to coach. You know, he just didn't have a lot of opportunities right now.